Italy, Quebec, Mobile. On screen porch.
Car, are you driving on the screen porch and 4ZLK Mobile?
It's called very early and making a mistake. I don't know. I'm so used to getting in the car and saying that. I just had to put a correction in there. I'm in the process of putting my shoes on here to take my dog for a walk.
Mobile, there you go. Good morning, Bill. Yeah, it is early, but it's a beautiful morning.
Trying to get my shoes on here. My dogs know when I go get my walking shoes on and go get the leash, of course, that they're going to go for a walk, so they get all rowdy here. It gets to the point where I can't even put my shoes on.
My dog can tell the difference in my shoes. When I put my work boots on or my work shoes and have my uniform, she walks me to the car every morning and then she turns around and goes back in. But if I put other shoes, depends on the shoes, she'll just stare at me. They can figure it out. They're very bright.
And my big dogs, bigger dogs, they're both about 70 plus, but Toby also likes to go for rides, but he just looked at me. Of course, he knows walk and ride. But if he can't go, I just tell him bye-bye. And he knows what that is, too. He'll just go back in the other room and pout.
They look like they've got those emotions, don't they? I think they do in some ways. Anyway, morning to you, Bill. I'm almost where I'm headed. I'm going to help my son with a little project at his house this morning. Hope you have a good day. Enjoy your walk and be safe. N4ZLK.
N4XL.
Okay, Shane. 73s. And you have a great day, too. And play safe out there. Good morning, N4XL. And how you doing, Kevin?
Signal looks a little low today. Am I making it okay?
Maybe. There's white noise in there, but it's... I mean, you're 100% copy.
That's harsh. I've already done my walk with the dog. She was happy.
Well, I have a cup of coffee here. As soon as I have a few more sips of it and finish putting my shoes on, which I'm about doing, about finished, and I go for a walk, that's usually over an hour's worth. What time is it? A little bit after 8. All right, so by the time I get home, Elaine will be coming downstairs.
That's good. I'll go out and do a little bit of yard work today. Pine trees down and stuff like that, but until it warms up a little more, I'm down here going through hard drive again, looking for duplicate files and stuff. I started gathering up files on thumb drives and work computers and two or three computers over the years. Probably, I guess, to see about some of the older files I've seen is like 1997, 1998. I've got thousands and thousands of files full of stuff. Duplicates out the yin yang. No wonder my computer backups are taking forever.
Okay. I would say that's the ones you need to get off C drive and put on a backup somewhere. Well, you're not using the same computer. I just assume you've moved it from one drive to the other over the years. I think it was last summer before last I got a new computer. I took the opportunity then to do kind of what you're doing. And backups work pretty good now. I mean, they're fast. I use a Acronis as my backup and manager and recovery system. I really do like that program.
About it. It's not that it takes so long. It's just I've got so many duplicate things. Like one time I went on vacation and I, we don't have unlimited internet here, so I downloaded probably 40 or 50 videos off YouTube for ham radio stuff. And I don't know, there's probably gigs of information in there. And then as I moved from computer to computer, I would duplicate it unwittingly. Stuff like old thumb drive and this, that, and the other. And, so I've got like gigs and gigs of the same type of information. It's unnecessary type of crap to do. Well, I hollered at you. I was wondering if you'd had any chance to look at that micro ham or micro key or stuff. Anything I can point you in the right direction on that?
Just laughing when you were saying that. I guess the best way I can put it is I haven't gotten any further, mainly because I think I've lost some of my motivation because it's looking more and more probably like I won't go to Aruba, but I still want to do it. I've got some pollen in my throat here. Just a minute. I have one of Bob's laptops, one of the ones we're going to take. I've got NMM loaded on it, and then I've got the microcure, one of the microcures over there. And it's all sitting over on the desk where I have the TS-480 and ALS-600. But anyway, all that is sitting over there, and it's exactly the same state it was in probably 3 weeks ago. I haven't done anything with it. And it seems like every time I get started, something else comes up, like springtime working out in the yard. I've been spending a lot of time out in the yard. Finally got it done. So what I'm hoping is next week I can actually sit down over there and dedicate my time to it. I've got the manual downloaded on couple of computers, and I just got to get motivated to do it. So I guess that's the answer to my question. I'm just I guess with everything going on with the virus, my motivation to hurry up and get it done is kind of fizzled out over.
Understand that. I was wondering if you were thinking you were still going to make it or not. Who knows what this will bring. My Falcon is will be in a second wave or cresting that way, but you never quite know. I did manage to solve my problem the other day. I forget exactly what it was, but the last time I talked to you, I was playing something on those micro keys. What I ended up having to do is two different sound cards through N1MM directed to the micro keyer using one sound card, and then to get it to come back I used a second sound card, which goes against everything the directions tell you to do. Finally started working pretty good after I threw the directions out and tried to figure stuff out.
Okay, it got a little noisy there, but I think I got most of that. So using two sound cards, what is one for the voice cue and the other one for, Are you got two sound cards, one for each micro cue? I'm not sure how you got it set up, but yeah, the, that's one thing about it. They can only, you know, those generic instructions they have up online, and a lot of the stuff that you read, there's so many so many possibilities of the way people can set this stuff up. I mean, you just sometimes it's, you have to do just what you did. You just throw it away, start with a fresh thought, and try this, try that. A lot of it's, well, let's see if this will work. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I'm all set up for the Polish contest, and I've got the spectrum display set up for both radios. One's going to use an SDR play directly to the spectrum display. The other one's going through the waterfall band map system. They act the same way as long as you use a center mode on them. But I really like using a scroll type display, which the waterfall band map doesn't do. It's always center, which I can get used to, particularly on radio. That's not hard, so there's a lot of point and clicking on that. But when I talked to Tom, I think I told you that, he just basically said, oh, you're not going to be able to do it. You just got to use the waterfall band map for the second one. I wish they had it set up the other way, though. And I'm not sure if a different type, like a SDR Air, I think they call it, if you had a different one with a different EXIO that's what it was supported, if then you could be able to go directly to this, to the spectrum display for the second radio. I don't know. But I'm not going to buy another SDR. I got plenty of them. N4IQ.
I'm making it. It's getting a little more noisy.
Yeah, you're still making them. Just talk up, and I can hear you.
They told me I was blasting the mic before, so I moved back up the mic. Maybe that'll be a little bit different. Yeah, I'm glad you kind of got things working and trying to get everything worked together. It's not Tom's fault. It's not the SDR people's fault. It's just too many variables, like you said. Hard to figure that crap out. I will say on the SDR play, I was over at the Huntsville Ham Fest and talked with the British guy who developed that SDR Uno and OmniRig and all that. He says that they've made a couple changes. I don't know if it's true or not, where he said he's got OmniRig playing with N1MM, so if you haven't revisited that in a while, you might go take a look online and see if anything new come up, N4XL.
Yeah, that issue comes up every once in a while on the N1MM reflector. As probably you've seen it. Somebody, usually their newer subscriber, come up there and says, ask the question, well, why aren't you using OmniRig and N1MM? Which is a good question, but the reply always is, OmniRig is too limited. And you look at all the things that N1MM can do with your radios, you know, control-wise, that OmniRig was never intended to do. I can understand that. So I'd be curious to see how they have OmniRig going. I know OmniRig works with Uno, and has been doing that for quite some time, but OmniRig directly to N1MM, that would be interesting. I use BSPEs, and they work really good. So if something's not supported by OmniRig, I use the BSPE. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. That's another situation where you just have to try it. But to get everything to work, when you got all these displays and everything, sometimes that's what I use. I use the BSPE. And sometimes I use both. I use OmniRig on part of it, as a setup, and a VSP on the other part.
Downloaded VSP and fiddled with it a bit, but I'm a little leery of trying because I've had so much problems with software changing Windows and all that with the Microham stuff. And Microham goes with Ultima. I didn't know if there'd be any cross problems between VSPE and Ultima, so I've kind of stuck with the Ultima stuff. One of these days when I get frustrated, rather than put my fist through the monitor, I'll maybe try to switch over and play with VSBE. Well, let me get going. Get outside, fiddle around a little bit, enjoy the weather and the pollen. It's been rough. I understood completely when you had to leave. I've been taking an allergy pill every day. And I used to get shots, but had boosters once. I was thinking it's time to do it again, but everybody's complaining of pollen this year, so I don't think it's just me. I think it's horrible. Well, have a good day, Bill. Talk to you later. N4IQ, N4XL. Good luck in the ready today.
I'm not going to be super serious about it. I just, when I feel like it, go down there, work some, and the band seems to be in better shape. And it started at 8 o'clock, but I'm, for me, 20 meters doesn't open up until 9 to 9:30. With my measly wires. By the way, thanks again for that nice newsletter. You did a really nice job on that. And I know that took a lot of time. So I appreciate the effort that went in there. Anyway, I'm getting ready to go walk my doggies. So you have a great day. And yes, the pollen is terrible, and there's a lot of people suffering. I just, take Allegra typically, but I try to cut back because I'm just trying to cut back on pills, let's put it that way. So, I just sniffle and sneeze unless it gets too bad. Anyway, 73s, have a great day. Good luck with your endeavors there. N4XL, N4IQ.
KG4KOX, copy. KG4HIA, KG4KOX, love, a clear listening.